With me is our militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Catherine, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks, Kyle. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has released another list of new words for its 2019 edition. It's interesting how updates are more easily accomplished with the internet, and in turn, the internet creates more new entries. As the Merriam-Webster post says, new meanings of existing words make for a particularly fascinating category. We seem to watch the language change before our eyes. So, Kyle, here are words with new meanings.
Okay.
I want to see if you know what they are. Snowflake.
Oh, a snowflake now refers to someone who might be politically vocal and active, but is seen as too sensitive.
Yes, that's right. Someone regarded or treated as unique or special, or someone who is overly sensitive.
Yes.
Purple.
Oh, purple, in at least political terms, means you're not a red state or a blue state. You might vote either way.
Right. Extending the blending of red and blue to the metaphorical level, purple can now refer to geographical areas where voters are split between Democrats and Republicans. Goldilocks. I hadn't heard this one.
Goldilocks. Can I take a stab?
Mm.
A Goldilocks is seen as someone who won't commit or engage in something unless it's exactly to their liking.
No.
Okay.
Even a fairy tale can become a metaphor, as in Goldilocks. Mm-hmm. But this new colorful definition refers to the character who preferred porridge that is neither too hot or too cold.
Right.
You said that. Has inspired astronomers to use it to describe an area of planetary orbit in which temperatures are neither too hot nor too cold to support life.
Ah.
So astronomers are using...
So Earth is Goldilocks.
We
support life.
But we're... temperatures that are neither too hot... Oh, yeah, I guess
yeah.
so. You're right, yeah. Earth is a Goldilocks.
Yeah.
All right. There are also some new compound terms made up of two or more words that have become accepted as a new term but are no longer self-explanatory.
Okay.
Page view.
Oh, in social media or online, how many people visited what you wanted them to visit at your website?
Right.
How many page views?
They looked at your page, literally, right. I hadn't heard this one, but I bet you know it. Garbage time.
In sports, if my baseball team is losing 16-0 and they put me in to play right field, I'm getting garbage time.
Yeah.
I'm not a good player.
The final moments or minutes of a game in which one side has an insurmountable lead.
It wasn't a term when I played Little League, but I was put in garbage time.
You were the garbage guy.
True story.
Go cup.
Oh, well, I've got a beverage, and I'm going to leave. I'm taking it with me.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to get plastic into the environment.
Yeah, true.
I was recently in Canada. I've started learning to say no straw, please.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no straw, please. And he says, you don't want a paper straw? I said, oh, you got paper straw? Yeah, paper straw. Screen time.
Oh, well, so if you have an ensemble cast of a television show, say Saturday Night Live, and you have so many different people, people will measure screen time. Did so-and-so get enough screen time this week?
That's been around for a while, dating back to the golden age of Hollywood.
So
what does it mean now?
Apparently, I date back to the golden age of Hollywood. how often your kids
exactly.
are looking.
Exactly, or you, for that matter.
I don't have kids, so yes. Yes, right, of course.
How much time you spend in front of the TV,
or your device,
right, yeah.
Right.
This list contains some new words from science and medicine, but most are so far out there that I just chose a few that maybe you've heard of. I'm sure some yet. Gender nonconforming.
It's about how you identify as a person. You might not identify as male or female, or something like that.
Or especially the one you were assigned at birth.
And it doesn't matter what we assign you. It's what you.
Right.
Yes.
And then I combine two, top surgery and bottom surgery. Think of what you just talked about.
Top.
If you're going to change your gender.
Oh, top. I don't.
Top surgery would be a person's breasts are removed.
Oh.
Bottom surgery is to alter the genitalia.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Here are some new words from business. Gig economy.
Oh, so you don't have a full-time job that provides insurance, but you might be an Uber or Lyft driver. You might be for TaskRabbit and hang pictures for people, things like
that. TaskRabbit? TaskRabbit. I've never heard of
that. Yeah, TaskRabbit is, especially in cities, but if you're like me and you don't really know how to get a picture up straight or hang a curtain rod, you call someone with TaskRabbit.
Okay.
TaskRabbit.
Okay. Yeah. The temporary workers are working, quote, gigs.
Yes.
A term usually used for musicians' work, so it's gig economy.
Yes.
I love this one. I'd never heard it. Vulture capitalism.
So you come in and you take someone else's idea or concept and you monetize it for you.
Well, it's actually more the way it was explained was more, and there's another term for this that I can't remember right now, that you take an existing business and you break it up or do whatever you're going to do to sell it for a profit.
You're not interested
in keeping
that
the business.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, venture capitalist is what it sounds
playing
like,
off
right?
of, yes.
Yeah. Let's see what you know about these new words from entertainment.
Okay.
Buzzy.
Oh, that is part of the zeitgeist right now.
Oh, yeah?
Getting a lot of the buzz about Riverdale or whatever show or concept.
Right. Yeah.
It's having a minute.
It's trending,
yes.
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one is really weird. I had to do some search to find out what it is. Bottle episode.
Bottle
you
episode.
Know that.
Oh, I read way too many Entertainment Weeklies. A bottle episode takes place in one place, so you don't change the set. Mm-hmm. So it is in one locale, right? And it's usually self-contained to that episode.
And often using the people you've already got.
Yeah.
And it's an inexpensively produced episode of TV series that is typically confined to one setting.
Mm-hmm.
The term bottle show was coined by Leslie Stevens, the creator and executive producer of the 60s TV series The Outer Limits, for an episode made in very little time and very little cost, quote, as pulling an episode right out of the bottle like a genie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The earliest known use of bottle episode is 2003. Okay, what's an EGOT?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, our show may never be an EGOT, but we could reach for Buzzy.
We'll do that. Catherine Sherrills is our militant grammarian.